Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be richly multiplied unto you from God the Father and Jesus Christ our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us sing, congregation, from Psalter 87, the three stanzas. Jehovah from his throne on high looks down with clear and searching eye on all that dwell below. And he that fashioned heart and mind looks ever down on all mankind, the works of men to know. Psalter 87, the three stanzas.
Scripture reading this evening will be out of the New Testament and thereof Hebrews 11, the first 16 verses. But first, the 12 articles of our undoubted Catholic Christian faith. I believe in God the Father, Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Hebrews 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And by it he, being dead, yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country, and truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He hath prepared for them a city. Thus far the reading of Scripture.
(Clears Let us ask the Lord for his blessing upon our gathering. Almighty and eternal God, it is for the second time in this thy holy day that we may enter into thy courts, that we may be round about thy holy word and eternal testimony. Grant unto us yet, Lord, in these moments, the spirit of prayer and of supplication, and give yet that we may have a prayer to pray, a sigh to sigh, and then, if not even, that there we may look up unto Thee, the Most High God, and that we may see that Thou art Him, that Thou art the only God, and that Thou knowest all things. Lord, we are but creatures of the dust. We are but sinful ones, and we come unto Thee and call upon Thy holy name, that Thou would yet awaken sinners, and that Thou would turn them unto Thee, that it may be the set time of Zion, that it may be the set time of Thee, O Lord, that Thou would come in the midst of us with Thy Spirit, and that Thou would knock on the door of our hearts. This is the way, walk ye therein. Lord, it is not to be found in us. We are but unworthy creatures of the dust, and it is not to be found in our actions or deeds or merits that all becomes nothing, but it is only found in Thee, O Lord Jesus, Thou who hast come in the fullness of time, and that Thou hast paid the price to redeem Thy people. Then it becomes a wonder of all wonders that Thou would even look upon us such a sinner and draw them with the cords of eternal love. Lord, that it may be for this one or that one in this evening hour, and that Thou may work mightily within the soul. What shall we say, Lord? Of ourselves, then, we are unprofitable ones. But in Thee Thou canst change the heart. Thou canst turn and give regeneration, the planting of Thy good work in the soul. Oh, that there may be a well-prepared soil, that Thou would come yet and dwell in the midst of us, planting Thy grace, Thy mercy, and Thy goodness, because it is Thy eternal good pleasure that a sinner is drawn with the cords of love. It is out of Thy eternal plan that Thou hast taken a people to Thyself, and if that was not so, then there would not be hope for one of us. But, Lord, Thou hast done it, and it all lays in Thy secret will. Oh, come yet then over the mountains of our sins and the hills of our iniquities. Wash us, cleanse us in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We have seen it in this morning in the sacrament of baptism, that the water points to the blood, and it is only the blood that can make, we can wash away all the sins of Thy people. Lord, then perform such a wonder, such a work. Oh, come then and grant a token for good. Remember Thy Zion here below. Lord, they are traveling through this Mesech. They are traveling through a barren wilderness. But, O Thou hast all things in Thy power, and Thou canst touch the hearts. Thou canst melt them in the dust, and Thou canst give unto them a token for good. Lord, speak unto the hearts of Thy people, and grant unto them that they may be lifted up, and that in the true faith that Thou hast planted in the beginning of true conversion, Lord, give then that people may yet rejoice in Thee, the living God. So often unbelief comes in the way, so often unprofitable ones that we are comes in the way, but it is Thy almighty power that must yet touch a heart and cleanse a heart. Lord, remember then the whole congregation. Convert the unconverted, and unconvert those that are so converted in themselves, and wash and cleanse them. Lord, give instructions in this evening that sinners may be yet reconciled unto Thee, and that Thy name may be honored and glorified. Lord, remember the sick and the afflicted. Thou knowest each one with their needs. Remember her who is in the hospital yet in Calgary. Lord, give the young girl a relief, and grant unto her that her difficulties may be solved, and that through Thee alone. Give yet wisdom to the doctors, that there may be found a solution for the difficulties that she has. Lord, remember the others with their needs and with their cares. Those who have a birthday in this week, give them a blessing from above, a token of Thy favor. And the parents blessed with a newborn child, that it may be one of Thy planting, that one day that child may also testify of that the Lord works in a special way in the hearts. Lord, be mindful then of each one with their individual needs. Care for them, bless them, look upon them. Grant also, Lord, unto widows and widowers what they need. They travel their pathway of life alone, but undergird them with strength from above, and give unto them to look unto Thee as the greater Boaz, that He who can supply all things needful for time and for eternity. Lord, be mindful then of those who travel their pathway alone. Be my help, be their help and their guide, and look upon them. And the homeless ones of this world, bring Thy word to them, or they unto Thy word. Help them in every way, and give that Thy kingdom come and Thy will be done. Remember the orphans, the handicapped. Lord, they also need Thy assistance. Give yet that Thou would look upon them and care for them. We think of the many needs in the congregation. Lord, help individually. Cause yet Thy face to shine upon them, and look upon each one of us. Every one of us, from the youngest to the oldest, is walking the pathway of life, is going to eternity, and it shall be either well or woe. O gracious God, take us then for Thine account, and give that we may melt in the dust before Thee. Bless all the labors on the mission field. Thou knowest who is laboring there and what takes place. Help Thy servant in Bolivia that he may bring forth life and death, well and woe. Give yet to all the workers in different places, that thou would bless them and the labors that go forth to thy honor and glory. We think of our Christian school in Loma Alta. Lord, give unto them assistance, strengthen them, and give that they look to thee for all their help. Oh, be mindful then of each one, all thy servants called and anointed by thee to bring forth thy holy word. Lord, stand by them on their right and on their left, and help them in bringing forth thy word. Every time is a new time, and Lord, we lay it all before thee. And also our Christian school here in this area, Lord, wilt thou give further light and wisdom? A meeting was held in this past week that thy favor may rest upon the decision, and that thou might yet give what is needed to those who are in the planning for further expansion of the school. Lord, give then that it may be also that the teachings and instructions in the school, that it may be blessed unto the heart of the students, and that it may one day that they may say, yes, I was in school under the teaching of thy word, that thou, O Lord, has touched my heart. There is not anything too wonderful for thee. Lord, grant then what is needed. We think also of the theological students, all of them. Be nigh unto them and help them. Remember the denomination with all the different difficulties and trials. Lord, give yet wisdom and give understanding. And Lord, remember also the government of this nation. We have deeply fallen into sin. And then we have to say, it is in the world that it goes over the length and breadth of this earth, that man lives out himself, not desiring the pathway of the Lord. Lord, cause a revival to take place, and then that there may be those, as in former days, who had spoken out the truth of thy holy word. Lord, rise, help and redeem us. Satan and his powers, they go forth from place to place, and he seeks to destroy all things. But Lord, thou art the God of gods and the Lord of lords. Wilt thou then help in all of these ways? Give that there may be found a praying men and praying women that may lay the needs of the nation before thee. And Lord, oh, we go backwards so fast, and the corruption of the day is so great, that there may be a humbling in the dust before thee, and that we may be given to pour out our hearts unto thee, the living God. Go with us in this evening. Thou knowest the intentions of what is to be spoken. Lord, give light and wisdom and understanding. We have it not of ourselves, but grant that thy presence may be known and felt in the midst of us. Wash and cleanse us in thy precious blood, and give yet a word to speak in due season. We ask these things not because we are worthy, but we ask them only in the name and for the sake of Jesus Christ. Wash and cleanse us. from all our sins. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us continue our worship with the singing of Psalter 442, while your offerings will be received. 442, our gracious God has laid His firm foundations on Zion's mount, the courts of His delight. Her gates of splendor bathed in heavenly light, He loves far more than Jacob's habitations. Psalter 442. Dear congregation, we have heard a portion read out of Hebrews 11, and often Hebrews 11 is known as the heroes of faith. And of course, it was not in themselves that they had such a faith, and of the different names that we read of in this chapter. And then when we think of all the names, then it even comes further in this chapter, mentioning of Rahab. And she was not such a good woman in her early days, but the Lord made a difference where there is no difference. And then we find so many names here where the Lord has given unto them special grace, special faith, that they may call upon the name of the Lord. Several of these fathers that are listed in this chapter, then they had also pointed out some time and again the evils of their time and what had taken place. And we find that throughout this chapter, that it was a God-given faith that was placed in their hearts. And in the moment of regeneration, when the Lord works in the soul, then that soul receives faith, hope, and love. And that is not in its fullness, but that is in its essence, that the Lord places that in that well-prepared ground, and then He places that in a way that they are taught by the Lord, and they are led by Him, and as that faith, hope, and love is in their heart, then there are the times that it is seen so clearly that they may not only have something of that faith, but that they may rejoice in the living God. And thus, when we think of it, then this evening we wish to pay some attention to Hebrews 11, verse 7. Our text you may find in Hebrews 11, verse 7. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Thus far the words of our text there, and we find in our text, first of all, the theme, the fear and faith of Noah. And then there's two thoughts we wish to cover in this text. First of all, the warning given by Noah, and secondly, the conduct of Noah. And we will see something special in that warning that he has given, but also in the conduct of the life of Noah. As we are tonight on the border of October 31, which is for the Church of God Reformation Day, then we may see also that the Lord had used special persons in the Reformation and the things that had taken place. I wish just to touch for a few moments on that, because when Reformation Day is thought of, then many times the first thought that comes in the mind is the name Martin Luther. And yes, he was used by the Lord in a very special way, and he was taught by the Lord. And when we think of it, that he was born on November 10, 1483, he grew up in poverty. His parents were very, very poor, living in a mining town in Eisleben, Germany. and going to the Church of Rome in his early life, and that one day, it was in 1505, that Dr. Martin Luther was walking on the streets, that suddenly he was struck by lightning, and he cried out at that time, "Saint Anne, help me, I will become a monk." He was still living in the Church of Rome, and he was still believing the things that they had taught, and that he would go forward in that way. 2 weeks later, he entered the Augustinian monastery at Erfurt, and in 1507 he was ordained as a priest. He had to go forward, and in his first Mass, then he was very shaken and very disturbed, and then in his soul, and later on he wrote, "How could I speak to the holy and eternal God when I am but dust and ashes and full of sin?" Here's a man that was not born and raised under the truth. Here's a man that was given grace in his life. Here is a man that was called by God to be part of the Reformation, but then it was brought home to his heart that he had written that, "How shall I speak of an holy and an eternal God?" And then he considered what Abraham considered, that "I am but dust and ashes and full of sin." He could find no rest. There is a people congregation where the Lord works with His Spirit in their soul, and they cannot find rest. The Christendom of today, they find rest so quick, but they are not resting in the Lord. They are resting in their own deeds. They are resting because they say, "I have accepted." They are resting because they say, "Well, I have given my heart to Jesus." The language of today, the language of former years, of how they had gone forth. And Luther, he became so disturbed with the conviction of sin, and he was in the monastery, that there was one Dr. Staupitz that advised him that salvation was only to be found outside of self, and that he should search God's Word. Here in the monastery, there was Martin Luther, and God knew where he was, and God came with His power, placed the conviction of sin in his soul, and then he could not go on as he had gone on before. No, there was a disturbance. Sometimes I use the word, there was a radical change that was taking place now in the heart of Luther, but in everyone that is born of God congregation. Then that Lord comes, the Lord speaks to the soul, convinces them of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. And that's just what happened to Martin Luther when he was in the monastery. Luther, after that, even he traveled to Rome, and he was in Rome, and he found so much ignorance and so much irreverence that was going on over sacred things. And he saw also the scandals that took place in this city and in this place, and that there was such wickedness among the priests and others, that Luther was so convinced, "Well, I must do something yet for my salvation." And he already had the root of the matter in his heart. So what does he do? Boys and girls, you know. He climbs what they had called then He climbs those steps in Rome when he had traveled there. They called them Pilate's Stairs. He said the Lord's Prayer on each step, and when he reached the top, he said, "Who knows whether it is so?" Martin Luther, in those years of 1507 to 1512, he had strong spiritual convictions, strong spiritual workings, but he still had an element in his heart to work hard for his salvation. Thus he went to daily confessions. He did what he could to perform good works, still did not find rest for his soul. And that person can't. There is not one of God's people who are born, spiritually born, that can find rest in this world. There is not one congregation that can find rest in their works, in their deeds, or their doings. No. Is that the same today yet? Oh, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He works in the heart of a sinner today as He worked in the heart of a sinner from the beginning of time. And thus Martin Luther, 30 years old, was in the cloister, in his cell. He was studying Romans 1, verse 17. And with these words, he stood before God as a sinner. Did you hear what I said? He stood before God as a sinner. No, he didn't stand there as so just and right. No. Today they are so happy and they're so excited and they have accepted something. But congregation here, when it speaks of when he was 30 years old, then he wrote, "I grasp that the justice of God is the righteousness by which, through grace and sheer mercy, He justifies us through faith." Then he wrote, "Immediately I felt myself to go on through an open door into paradise." That is what he had written. And what was the real thing that took place so powerfully, congregation? That he read there in Romans 1. "The just shall live by faith." When we think of the Reformation, then we see it in a special way. John Wycliffe, from 1330 to 1384 in England, lived to be 54, was known among as the morning star of the Reformation. Followed by Ulrich Zwingli in 1484 to 1531 in Switzerland. He was followed by John Knox in 1514 to 1572 in Scotland. And then came Martin Luther in 1483 to 1546, and that took place in Germany. And then John Calvin came in 1509 to 1564, lived to be 55 years old, and he's often regarded as the one who put the doctrines of Scripture in an understandable way. Thus, we have a Wycliffe, we have Zwingli, we have Knox, Luther, and John Calvin. The Lord used men in that time, and He used them in a special way that they may bring forth what was needed and to instruct And God blessed it in such a way that sons and daughters were born in Zion. The time of Luther was a wicked time. The time of Luther, they were despising God. The time of Luther, there was so much of fearing the Lord according to the Church of Rome. But they had to be taught by an Almighty God that grace is not something merited, but grace is something given, and it's given by an Almighty God in the heart of a sinner. Now we read in our text here, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear. When we read that here in our text this evening, then we find out here, if we compare just a bit, not a lot, just a bit, of what we find in Hebrews 11, and what we find so many years later in the time of the Reformation, how the Lord worked. The time of Noah was a wicked time. The time of the Reformation was a wicked time. And now here it says, by faith Noah. He was a man of God. Faith, when he speaks here, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. By faith. What is that faith, congregation? How does that faith work? How does a person receive that faith? Is that out of the doings of themselves? No. That is a God-given matter in the heart of a sinner. As a creature of the dust, and then in an external way, we may ask, Lord, convert me. Lord, remember me. Lord, teach me. Lord, give me instructions from above. That is not out of line. No, that is of necessity, that we may remember that. But faith, and that's that true saving faith, unites one with Christ, and one is made a partaker of His benefits. Oh, you say, I think you go too far. Another one says, I think you go too fast. Is that right? Can we take the work of the Lord and say in this one, that goes too fast? And to another one, that goes too slow or too difficult? Is God wrong then how He works in the heart of a sinner? Is the Lord doing wrong when He comes and He plants that good seed of grace in the heart of a sinner? God is right in all of His ways, congregation. And the Lord, He had condescended so low that He may set that good, true faith in the heart of a sinner. God gave to Noah something special. Yes, he received that faith, and he may give notice to the world. Noah preached 120 years, day after day, in the building of the ark. And did it bring forth fruit? Noah and his family were spared. We don't read of anything else. You cannot add to Scripture. Cannot take away from Scripture. But then, Noah, who had preached 120 years. And what did he preach? What did Noah have to say? Noah in that time, he had spoken of repentance. Noah had spoken of that he would build an ark. And his preaching was the preaching of righteousness to a sinful people. Noah, in those 120 years, the Lord gave him that he brought forth life and death, well and woe. And in that time, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. not seen as yet. Seen in that time is the rich mercy of God. And you say, how can that be? Can I really say that in the time of Noah that there was God's rich mercy? Would you agree with that? That the mercy of the Lord was shining forth in that time? Yes, it was congregation. Noah preached 120 years. There was a calling there to everyone that was round about him. He had brought unto them life and death. He had brought to a wicked world that it was coming to an end. And then after the 120 years, then it says yet 7 days. 6 days is the number of man. 7 is the number of God. And when we see that, then the Lord is showing mercy unto the human race by Noah's proclamation that there is still a way to escape the wrath to come. The warnings of God were there. You say, well, how were those warnings? Noah preached. He was a preacher of righteousness. And then those warnings came. And Noah was the voice of an almighty God. And as he brought forth his preaching that there must be repentance, then the people had neglected the truth and the wrath of God was to be upon them. And then when we think of it, then they were facing an endless eternity with no hope. What do we see in that? It says here, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. No, it wasn't seen. It was not seen that God would give an ark where Noah and his family could enter in. But Noah received the command of the Lord. And thus, when we think of it, the wicked and evil time of the people in the time of Noah, that grew so much that the wrath of God came against it. What next? And what next? And so it is today, congregation. The evil of today against the Word of God, against God Himself, against all the Word, what the Lord teaches us from His Word, then that is stirring the wrath of God against this evil world of today. Noah preached 120 years. Noah brought forth the Word of God. And there are still yet men on the face of this earth that are bringing forth God's holy law, God's holy Word, and the wickedness of this world today is expanding more and more. And what shall be the end? Do you take time to think of that? Shall I ask it in a different way? Do you take time to pray, Lord, deliver us from all this evil? We know not what lays at the door. No. And it is better to pray than to prophesy. But God's coming with His judgments, congregation. We go on, and we go on, and we go on. The preaching goes on Sabbath day after Sabbath day. And who takes it to heart? Do you consider that? Does the time that we live, is it a burden for your soul? That you say, Lord, what will become of us? And all the evils round about us, and all the temptations of the devil, and how he plagues our youth with so many evil things. Oh, is there one that has a prayer room? Is there one that has a place that you go alone to pour out your heart before the Lord? It brings to my mind, I think I said it once before to you, that many years ago in Baldwin, then we would go and visit that people. And there was one black lady that we went into her home. And she said, if you're going to talk about daily things, sit in the kitchen. But if you're going to talk about the Lord, then this room is reserved to speak about the ways of the Lord. A little black lady was so poor, she didn't have hardly anything in life. But she sought the Lord. Who are we seeking, congregation? What goes on in our lives? The tumult that is round about us, and the evils that come from day to day, and that we hear today of wars and rumors of wars. Or are we coming close to the end of time? God knows. But here was a man, Noah, and he lived in a time that was tumultuous. He lived in a time that it seems as if the fear of the Lord was missing. But then we have, by faith, Noah. Yes, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his home, of his house. Noah believed God. Noah was a prophet. Noah was a righteous man. God often reveals himself to a holy and a righteous man. Oh, they won't tell you that themselves, no. No, they will not say that I'm so holy. And they will not say that I'm so righteous. But what? How do we know it and how do we see it? In their conduct. There. In their conduct, congregation. And then some people will say, well, it doesn't make any difference how we come to church. No. If I come in blue jeans or if I come in this or I come in that, that makes no difference. What we wear tells us what lives within. And if we live with the world, then we wear what the world wears. And the end will be with the world. And the end will be forever lost. But God here says, by faith Noah, that he had a faith that was God-given. And then the Lord revealed Himself unto him. We find in Psalm 25, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him. He will show him His covenant. The Lord came to Noah in Genesis 18. He said, shall I hide from Abraham? Shall I hide from Abraham that which I do? God would not hide from His servant Abraham of what He was about to do. Then you find Noah, and you find Abraham, you find those listed here, you find that even today yet. And I must say it very carefully, but God's ambassadors from heaven, then they have a word that they may bring. Yes, that word for a sinner is peace. A word for a sinner that there is pardon for such a one. Noah, he regarded what was taking place. He moved with fear. That word fear here, we could place there also the word reference. That he moved with great reference, that faith that was given unto Noah. And then Noah, he had a childlike fear, and the wrath of God was pronounced upon all round about him. But then God is greatly to be feared, and his wrath is terrible to man. Here we have all of them that have been chosen by the Father from the quietness of eternity. Here we have all those that will never receive the grace of God in their heart. And the wrath of God is great. And now what side do we stand on? One thing about the work of election, that it is hidden for us. Yeah. So we cannot plead, Lord, about the election that is set. But we may ask, Lord, if it's possible, remember such a one as I. Because, why? Because we do not know the names of those that have been chosen. And as long as, that's Deuteronomy 29, verse 29, belongs to the secret will of the Lord. And now here Noah had, being warned of God of things not seen, but by faith, that is what we see here. And in this example, then the obedience of Noah was so great, then even he had people laboring with him in the building of the ark, and Noah was mocked at this time. Think of Noah. And as we can imagine, that here's all dry ground. Here comes a man that begins to build a ship, and he builds it on the sand, not near any water. And they say, this man must not be good in his mind. No. How can that be? And then Noah still preached. 120 years went past. Noah still preached. And he brought unto the people life and death, well and woe. And they didn't understand. But Noah, by faith. And that is something that's not purchased with works, but it is given from above, moved with fear. The fear of God produced an active obedience in the heart of Noah. And so he prepared an ark, just exactly as God prescribed. It was large, it was exact, and it was, he had done it in a such a way of obedience to what it should be. He prepared an ark with great obedience. And then we find in 1 Peter 3, verse 20, that they were saved by water. While the water drowned the others, the ark floated, and they were saved. Some weeks ago, then we had spoken a word about the ark in the middle of the Jordan. And Israel had to pass through the Jordan. The waters parted, and they passed on dry ground. And thus that miracle, that not only the waters parted, but that the ground was dry, and the ark was in the middle of the Jordan. And that ark pointed to Christ, as that only way of salvation and that only way of deliverance. And then it says, to the saving of his house. Here is meant in a way temporal saving, but the spiritual saving is typified here in this. And now all his family, yes, they were not spiritually saved, but they had the benefits of their father here below. Noah's children, how it was with all of them, the Lord knows. But Noah's children benefited because of the true faith that lived in the heart of Noah. What do your children benefit from? Congregation, such a serious message. What do your children benefit from? Can they look at you as a father or a mother and say, yes, I see that there is that true faith that God has given in the heart of my parents? Yes, I see that the Lord has wrought a good work in their heart. Parents, what a responsibility. The world is filled with filth. And do we follow the world, or are we following the Lord? Noah followed by faith to the saving of his house. And then it says here, by the which he condemned the world. Condemned the world. You would say, how did that take place? That took place. The world was condemned by Noah by the preaching of the gospel. That is what took place. Because in 2 Peter 2, then he is spoken of as a preacher of righteousness. And what did he do? He warned of the approaching danger. He called the people to repentance. He had mentioned that it is a time to turn to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and to the God of creation. And then he had mentioned unto them of their approaching danger. And what was the result? What was the result? There was no ear to hear. Onward they went in their own wicked ways. And it's the same today, congregation. Don't get mixed up with the world. Don't let the evils of today, and there are so many from the electronic media that cause such an evil in the hearts of people. Don't be messed up with that stuff. No. This past week, I've said it before, that I'm coming through Lethbridge on the highway, and I see the hundreds and hundreds of cars parked in front of the theater. As we pass by, then I say, Lord, are there at the theater our children, members of the congregation? Young people, do you dwell there? Is that your desire to sit at these horrendous movies today? That's the world. And then I am brought to thinking the weight of the value of one soul. And if we do not walk and live according to God's word, then you have heard time and again what the end is. Scripture speaks of it. The world is condemned. Disobedience on their part. Christendom today, they don't want to hear about anymore. God is banned from so many places. But congregation, here is a man by faith, a God-given faith out of heaven, placed in his heart, and that is warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world, and became an heir of the righteousness which is by faith, an heir. This is one that is made righteous by through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. No, an heir, yes, I realize that in the covenant of redemption from eternity, it was already fixed. But now in a human aspect, an heir. One that may receive an inheritance, and that it is given unto that people, that they may look unto an almighty God that supplies unto them all that they need. Thus, he says, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. The first word of this verse 7 is by faith. The last word is by faith. What do we know of true saving faith? We must sing first from Psalter 363. From the depths do I invoke Thee, Lord, to me incline Thy ear. To my voice be Thou attentive, and my supplication hear. Psalter 363. and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Became heir. That word heir is points to possessor. Possessor of things that will be given by an almighty God. We find in Hebrews 1 that he speaks in verse 2, heir of all things. Thus, among the Jews, the expression heir refers to heritage, to obtain, or to be a possessor. Now, to be a possessor of what? It says right in God's Word, became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. It is a righteousness that is opposed by the law, being exact obedience. We find that in Romans 4, verse 13, for the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. Through the righteous, through the righteousness of faith. Thus it is a righteousness that is opposed to any act of self or is opposed to any act that takes place. It's a work of God in the soul. Noah spoke of heir of this righteousness. Where is that righteousness founded? That righteousness is founded in Christ Jesus. And then when we think of that, then the spirit of an heir is, first, to be sure of their birthright. So all God's children, they do not come to that full assurance of faith. No. There may be a few, I mentioned that this morning, but for the most part, they don't come to that full assurance, but they still have the root of the matter in their heart. They still are taught by an almighty God. They still receive the benefits of that assurance in their soul. Second, they will not easily part with their inheritance and a portion of it. No, that is in Christ Jesus, and that is their Lord. And then when we think of heir, they are looking forward to an inheritance. We read it here in this chapter, but now they desire a better country that is in heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. Think of that. He hath prepared for them a city. So it doesn't go over the actions of man. It goes over the action of God. That God hath prepared for them a city. Congregation, Noah may do this by God-given faith. Martin Luther had gone forward with true faith in his soul. He could not come against all the evils and the things against him if the Lord was not on his right and left. But the Lord had helped him. And now this message here that we find here of Noah in verse 7, that's recorded for us to give unto us a great warning. That the flood was delayed 120 years, but it came to pass at God's time. The people of time of Noah had 120 years that they still could hear, this is the way, walk ye therein. And they would not. And today, congregation, Look in your own heart. Look in your own soul. How stands the matter between God and your soul? Are we with just a little religion in one hand and the world with the other? It cannot be. No, it cannot be. But God calls unto all of us to repent. John the Baptist, he preached the preaching of repentance. Christ the same, the apostles the same, and God's Word reveals the way of safety, that it is in the ark. Noah built an ark that he and his family could go in, physical ark, that they could live in that ark for the time. And now, when we think of it, God reveals there is a way of safety. And that is through the ark, but then that points to Christ Jesus and Him crucified. And to know Him is life eternal. That's what we find in God's Word. And now, what must we say? The door of the ark is still open. The calling still come unto us. This is the way, walk ye therein. Oh, take it to heart, congregation. In the time of Martin Luther and the other names I've mentioned, then there was a time that the Lord gave richly in the hearts of these men. And there was a rich time that many were converted in that time. But in Noah's time, we don't read it. And now today, we are in the year 2016, and it is coming to an end, congregation. And then, how is the matter between the Lord and my soul? Between the Lord and your soul. Boys and girls, pray that the Lord convert you. Young people, flee from all the evils of the day. And parents, be an example for your children and for all that are around you. The fear of the Lord. That is the beginning of wisdom. May God grant that fear in our hearts to the saving of our souls for a never-ending eternity. Amen. Lord, we come unto Thee at the end of this hour. It is just a few words, poor, but oh, use the foolishness of preaching to the salvation of sinners. Lord, the times we live in are so corrupt. The times we live in with all the amusements and with all the festivities of today, and also of the doing away with the unborn, Lord, what shall become of us? Oh, then, as the time is so evil, may there be left yet a praying Hannah, a praying Abraham, a praying Daniel, that they may be left yet in the land, and that they may call on the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Lord, bless the labors of each one's hands in this week. Be nigh unto each one. Take none away unprepared, but work mightily with Thy Spirit. Forgive our sins. Direct our steps. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us conclude with Psalter 128. And let us sing the stanza 1 and 3. God is our refuge and our strength, a helper ever near us. We will not fear though earth be moved, for God is nigh to cheer us. And what follows, 128, 1 and 3. Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.